Hare Krishna. We help ourselves best by remembering that we are helpless without God. God helps those who help themselves. This is a common saying, and it has its validity. When it is understood as that we should also strive. We shouldn't just pray to God and think that we don't need to do anything. This is its valid understanding. But an invalid interpretation of this is that that if we help ourselves, we don't need to pray to God at all. That we can just do our own work and we don't need to bother about God at all. God will help if we just do our work. Now, actually speaking, even if we are able to be successful in our work, still we will be ultimately unsuccessful. Because we are at our core spiritual beings. And without a connection with God, we can never be satisfied. Just as a fish cannot be satisfied outside water. So we are parts of Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita 15.7 states, Mama Ivamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhutaha Sanatanaha Manaha Shashthani Indriyani Prakriti Sthani Karshati. Mama Ivamsho, Krishna says that all living beings are my parts. Jiva Bhutaha Sanatana, they're eternally my parts. And he says that if instead of serving me, instead of being harmonized with me, if they become connected with, if they become attached to the Manaha Shashthani Indriyani, the six senses, in which include the mind, then prakriti sthani karshati, and what they get is in material existence, prakriti sthani, they get karshati. Karshati is struggle, suffering, misery. So if we refuse to acknowledge our dependence on God, if we don't turn to God for help, then we are dragged here and there by our mind and senses. The mind says, oh, look at that, that's very nice. Senses says, I want to eat that, I want to touch that, I want to enjoy that. And aghayur indriya ramo mogham partha sajivati. The whole life will go away in pursuing vain pleasures. Vain in the sense that those pleasures will titillate a little bit, but they will never satisfy. And certainly they will not offer lasting satisfaction. Now this karshati is seen most graphically in addicts, where based on their minds and senses idea of particular objects being enjoyable, they just crave and slave for those objects, and the misery of the addicts is entirely self-induced. Nobody has to drink alcohol, nobody has to take drugs, but people take these things and they bring misery and tons and tons of misery upon themselves. Now that is because the soul, we are all pleasure seeking. And if we don't seek pleasure in our relationship with God, love for God, then we'll seek it elsewhere. And we'll become entangled and degraded when we seek it in ignorant things. Now, even if we say that, oh, but I'm not like that, but many people are not like such addicts. They live without God and they live well. Yes, it's possible that people can live in goodness without a connection with God. But even then, they are bound to material existence. They'll be dragged by the force of time to old age, disease and death. And to rebirth again, old age, disease and death. So rather than worrying too much, rather than being deluded, thinking that such an existence is okay, we can recognize that we are helpless against the onslaught of misery. Whether that misery comes in the form of the uncontrollable desires of the mind and senses, or that misery comes in the form of the inexorable pushes of time, we are helpless without God. When we acknowledge this and seek the help of God, prayerfully, lovingly, urgently, we connect with Him through devotion, then He raises, He, through the process of Bhakti Yoga that we practice, He grants us mercy and raises us above the material level of consciousness. And thus, we experience higher happiness. And that higher happiness frees us, firstly, from the craving of the mind and senses, which cause karshati at one level. And later, they also free us from the ravages of time. Krishna's mercy frees us from the ravages of time because we experience, even though the body at the material level is going down, but we as souls are rising up above the bodily consciousness to spiritual consciousness, wherein we find lasting happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.